Fit-In, elaborately planned caravan attracts human traffickers and gangbangers. By Tom Fit-In on October 29, 2018. The caravan moving north toward our border is a serious threat to the sovereignty of the United States. It is a blatant challenge to the rule of law. For this reason, we sent our Director of Investigations and Research Chris Farrell and Judicial Watch investigator reporter Irene Garcia to Guatemala to uncover the truth about caravan. Here is their first report in our Corruption Chronicles blog. The migrant caravan marching northbound through Central America is an elaborately planned movement that's benefiting human smugglers and bringing disturbing numbers of violent gang members and other criminal elements through Guatemala, according to government sources in the capital city. MS-13 gang members have been detained and coyotes, human smugglers, are joining the march with clients who pay to get smuggled into the United States, a Guatemalan official told Judicial Watch. People from Asian countries waiting to get smuggled into the U.S. through Central America are also integrating with poor Hondurans in the caravan, a high-level Guatemalan government source confirmed. Among them are nationals of Bangladesh, a South Asian Islamic country that's well known as a recruiting ground for terrorist groups such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Indian subcontinent, AQIS. There are lots of dirty businesses associated with this, Guatemalan authorities told Judicial Watch. There's lots of human trafficking. Between Honduras and Mexico, Guatemala has been overrun with the onslaught of migrants that began their journey last week in the northern Honduran city of San Pedro Sula. At last count, around 7,000 have participated in the trek. A great deal of them rowdy, angry men ages 17 to 40. President Jimmy Morales has ordered the military and police to detain all of the migrants and facilitate their safe return back to Honduras, though thousands have already reached the Mexican border. In a morning interview with Judicial Watch at the Guatemalan Ministry of Defense, Secretary of Defense General Luis Miguel Raúl de Moreno said more than 2,000 Hondurans have been sent back home on buses. "We're doing everything possible to stop the caravan while still respecting human rights," General Moreno said. "It has been a delicate and complicated task," Guatemalan officials say, "because the caravan is a very organized movement that has been well orchestrated. There are rest points along the route with food, water and shelter for the migrants, as well as medical care in some areas. It's very strategic and extremely organized," a Guatemalan government source told Judicial Watch. "It is very complex, not a simple march. There is nothing spontaneous about it." During a visit to the Guatemalan-Honduran border this week, Judicial Watch interviewed multiple migrants who repeated the same rehearsed line when asked to organize the caravan, insisting it was a spontaneous event even though there were clearly organizers shouting instructions in Spanish and putting select persons in front of cameras for interviews. All of them said the caravan was not about politics but rather poverty. Guatemalan officials disagree, estimating that the caravan is a movement of radicalized forces to destabilize Central American countries. Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, a conservative, echoes that assessment. In a local newspaper report published last week, Hernandez asserted that leftist interests seeking to destabilize the country are manipulating migrants. "Women and children are being used without regard to the risks to their lives," Hernandez said. "The irregular mobilization was organized for political reasons to negatively affect the governance and image of Honduras and to destabilize the peace of neighboring countries," the president said, adding that many have returned to the country after realizing they've been fooled. "Too much of the media and the open borders crowd are trying to fool Americans, but this will be harder thanks to Judicial Watch's educational efforts."